having now worked in both Petersburg and Wrangell, can you give me your take on some of the similarities and differences between local politics in the two towns?
Well, local politics cycle through, you know, and Wrangell, I think, because that's why I retired, had a bad run, which also caused some friction between Wrangell and Petersburg. But they've got a new assembly over there that's pretty positive thinking. As you know, they came over here to meet with the council. And your council, without a doubt, is much more positive thinking than the old council, which I didn't really have many dealings with. I was kind of looking forward to it, but I didn't.
But you get that sort of same thing where there seems to be quite a bit of strife for a couple of years, and then things mellow out, and then there's more strife.
I can name more cycles than Wrangell I can think of, you know. And what happens, though, at least in Wrangell, I'm glad to see you got some good people that ran here in Petersburg, but if you get a lot of strife, then it's really hard to find anyone that wants to run for office. You know, they say, I don't want any of that. Business people especially, they, in small towns, are really sensitive that if I go make some bad decisions or good decisions, but some people don't like them, then they'll boycott my store. And it's really hard to get those kind of people to run for council and assembly, because I've seen it happen over and over.
So you've been manager during times that had more strife and times that were easier. But how do you deal with those changes? Like you were 8 years in Wrangell, you know, obviously a short period here, but more in Wrangell you saw the ups and downs. How do you deal with those changes without just, you know, eventually you left, I know, in Wrangell, but how do you deal with that?
Well, you deal with it, and you just keep plugging along and doing your job and keep giving advice, and, you know, they either take your advice or they don't. I'm not going to say that I didn't bite a lot of holes in my tongue and my lips at various council meetings and assembly meetings. And you always look, as long as a large part of the community is behind you, I think that really counts because, I mean, President Obama is in trouble right now since the mass, you know, I mean, so you just, if you really let it get to you, it can, and I've been guilty of that a couple of times. I was guilty when I was school principal, and maybe that's why I retired. You don't dare take it home, but I'm one of those guys, and I think anyone who does a decent job takes it home. And my wife gets you, don't take your frustrations out on me. and I try not to. But, you know, you just deal with it. I mean, or walk away. But if you love the town you're in, for example, 51 years in Wrangell, you know, that's... I say this, but not in a possessive.
Obviously, you like something about Wrangell if you stayed there for so
yeah,
long.
Yeah, yeah, and I. So that's my town, but I was prepared to make Petersburg my town for several years too. So,
well, you know, you've gotten a chance, you know, working for 6 months in Petersburg. What would you say kind of works really well here in Petersburg?
Well, as far as the city's concerned, the employees. Just about all of them. I know all the department heads, and you've got an excellent group of people working here. And when I moved over, the morale was pretty low for obvious reasons, and it didn't take long to get them back to where they trusted people again and knew they weren't going to get micromanaged and so forth. And they all do an excellent job. There's some really sharp, hardworking people in every department, in the staff and City Hall.
Areas for improvement that, like you'd suggest, you know, as you head out, you know, are there areas that you think Petersburg needs to really take a harder look at or closer look at?
Well, yeah, but they all take money.
Sure, everything does, right?
Somehow, and I was going to start working on that and looking for money, you've got to get rid of the dirt streets, number one. They're high maintenance for the public works. They're high maintenance for your vehicles. And I was always under the impression, I'd go to Petersburg, they got more money in Wrangell. I don't know what you guys did with it, but you need a lot of street work done. You need to get that fire hall built. And City Hall with the fire department out of there is not going to make it any better of a building. And the police station is not very desirable. I'm hoping, I don't know when it will happen, that finally the Forest Service will put their building up for sale, the old post office. And I think... I don't know what all it would house, but it would be a good investment, for sure.
You kind of alluded to this earlier about the meeting Petersburg and Wrangell just had in town here, and Do you think that was a good first step in terms of Petersburg and Wrangell trying to resolve the differences they've had over, particularly Ruth Lake, the energy issues, the involvement with Cascade Creek and Wrangell and so on?
Yeah, and, you know, that was Wrangell's idea. They approached us when we were at the Alaska Municipal League meeting in November, I guess, or December, in Anchorage. And the new city manager, and I think he's a really good guy, and it didn't take him long to figure out what's going on with Wrangell politics. And they're really sincere, and I don't think there's a lot of differences. I think it's going to work out. Now, as far as Cascade Creek and that, I was never for that, and so I'm on the Petersburg side of Ruth Lake.
Anything you'd want to add or say to folks here in Petersburg as you head out?
Well, I think it's a great town. You're really great people. I wish you luck in the centennial, and I will come over for part of that. Hopefully you get some money and get a new library, get the fire, and those aren't the same pots. So I'd like to see those two projects kind of go together. I've got a lot of friends. I enjoyed it. I can't think of anything really bad. I've been here for 6 months, and the only bad thing was I didn't get the job. I mean, I'm serious. Yeah, the other bad thing is I gained 10 pounds being a bachelor cook, but other than that.
Well, thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and thank you, and again, thanks for the courtesy and the friendship and that I got from everyone I met in Petersburg. I mean, even the dogs.